relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Sadly, John, Sandra, we have even more devastating news to report. We've just learned that the death toll for U.S. service members has risen. We can report at this time that at least 10 U.S. service members, Marines and soldiers, have been killed in that bombing outside Abbey Gate, the suicide bombing attack that occurred this morning outside Abbey Gate at the airport in Kabul.
Every minute it changes. First it was one explosion, then it was two explosions. First, it was three Marines injured inside the wire, and Afghans, at least a dozen, killed, including children, who are waiting outside the wire. The latest we have at this time at 3:07 Eastern Time is we have almost a dozen dead U.S. servicemen, 10 Marines, and it sounds like a naval corpsman. I have one reaction as an American, as a former official in the last administration that had to face down the jihadi threat across the world, from ISIS to Al-Qaeda to the groups the Taliban harbored. These deaths, yes, it may be ISIS Khorasan, maybe some wing of the Taliban, it doesn't matter who detonated themselves or who exploded those devices. Today's deaths must be laid at the feet of one man. One man who in the last 2 weeks has blamed everybody else except himself. A man who has come back from his vacation to give a 20-minute speech, take no questions, and then fly back to Camp David. A man who has blamed our allies. A man who has blamed the Afghan government and the Afghan army for the fall of Kabul, for the fall of regime that we had invested $60 million in every single day for the last 20 years. The most horrific aspect of this all, in terms of historic anti-poetry, is that we are just days away, literally days away, my friends, from the 20th anniversary of the deadliest terror attacks in modern times, from September the 11th. An event that changed history, an event that was orchestrated from the territory of Afghanistan, from jihadis who were protected, who were welcomed, who were, let's just say, given every assistance possible by the people who have now taken over our embassy, who have now taken over the most significant military asset of the whole region, the Bagram airfield, that I've been to. And the man who is responsible is Joseph Robinette Biden. The man who calls himself president, the man who calls himself the commander-in-chief, the man who is not only corrupt to the core of his dark, dank soul, but a man who is also stupid. A man who his own fellow cabinet members have described as an individual who for 40 years wasn't right about one foreign policy issue. Yes, that's Robert Gates, former Obama-era director of the CIA and defense secretary, career bureaucrat, not a politician, who said there is not a foreign policy issue of the last four decades that Biden wasn't on the wrong side of. You read the accounts, the declassified accounts of those days and final hours when our brave operators located the architect of the September the 11th attacks in a barricaded complex a mile and a half from the Pakistani West Point in Abbottabad, when we, through the good offices of a local asset, a local Pakistani doctor, were able to genetically confirm the identity of bin Laden hiding in that compound. There was a decision to be taken. Yes, he's hiding now in Pakistan. Would we secretly deploy our special operators, our SEAL team warfighters, to bring justice to that mass murdering scumbag? And strangely, perversely, a kind of indicator of what the elite and who the Democrats are today, the then commander-in-chief, a man who hates America, maybe as much as he hates himself, Barack Obama, decided to hold a vote on whether or not to kill the architect of the murder of 3,000 Americans on U.S. soil in New York, in Washington, D.C., and in a lonely field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Instead of being a leader and saying, yeah, really, in this case, the buck stops with me. That narcissist called for a vote of his cabinet. Shockingly, Obama asked his cabinet, should we or should we not kill bin Laden? And who dissented? Who raised his veiny, liver-spotted hand, squinting through his stretched eyelids like some lizard peering from under his hair plugs, some fossil of the political swamp who's been in D.C. for 47 years? Joe Biden. Joe Biden said, no, it's not a good idea to bring justice to the man who killed thousands of Americans on that bright, sunny, cloudless Tuesday morning that all of us who were alive then and of a certain age will never forget. This is the man who has bent the knee not to just Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the radicals in his own party like AOC and Bernie Sanders. He has knelt with both knees in front of the Taliban, deserted not only our embassy and our airfield, but the thousands of Americans who are still trapped in that country. The deaths of those Marines, the deaths of that naval medic, are on your hands, Joe Biden, you filthy, putrid excuse for a man. The only legacy you will ever have is to have surrendered to the jihadists who want to kill all of us. That is who you are. The issue now is not your senility, not your political radicalism. The issue is your cowardice and your culpability. I'm Sebastian Gorka, immigrant to this nation, former strategist to President Trump, and this is America First. A relief factor which relieved me of my lower back pain that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. That's how good it is. But it's not just me. It's people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Did you hear those words? Pain-free. That could be you. That should be you. There's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What are you waiting for? The only thing you've got to lose is the pain. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Have you heard the Fed is getting itchy? They want to raise interest rates. Don't wait too long. Right now, homeowners still have an unparalleled opportunity to refinance at a record low rate. Don't waste any more money. Instead, call American Financing for a free, no-obligation mortgage review. See what you qualify for. It could mean up to $1,000 of savings every month thanks to their custom loan options. No hidden charges, no upfront charges. You've got nothing to lose. It takes just 10 minutes to start, and you can pre-qualify for free by calling 855-581-5828. That's 855-581-5828, or even more easy than that, go to AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, MLS 182334, MLSConsumerAccess.org. Save yourself a lot of money. Go to AmericanFinancing.net right now. It's hard to keep track of the latest reports. Here's our good friend, Stuart Varney, Fox Business, Cut 13.
From the Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby, he tweeted this: "We can confirm that the explosion at the Abbey Gate was the result of a complex attack that resulted in a number of U.S. and civilian casualties. We can also confirm at least one other explosion at or near the Baron Hotel, a short distance from the Abbey Gate at the airport."
Classic jihadi tactics, multiple detonations, latest reports, at least 11 servicemen killed at the perimeter of the airbase, the Karzai International Airport. I want to bring in somebody who knows what it's like to be in theater wearing the cloth of the Republic, former special operator, the founder of the Warrior Poet Society, a great American, a good friend of America First, John Lovell. Welcome back to the Salem Radio Network.
Dr. Gorka, thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure.
Now, you've just squeezed us in. I called you last minute. You've just dropped another superb video. I called you because you did a very short video on your platform talking about what it means before the attack, what it means to surrender Bagram, surrender our embassy, and take orders from the Taliban. Utterly strategic, so concise, so clear. Will you share some of those preliminary observations before I ask you to react to the news of the last few hours?
Sure. There are many consequences. Some of them are worse in the short term. Some are very bad in the long term. In my video, I enumerated five. The first was 20 years, trillions of dollars, American lives spent over two decades to get us where we are utterly undone, presumably, by what the Biden administration has led us to, as Afghanistan has just fallen. That's a lot of work that looks like it's gone down the tubes. Number two is this is costing lives, Afghanistan lives, U.S. service member lives. That is a very bad thing, and I think it is just starting to tune up. Number three, we've emboldened the Taliban, so they are on the offensive now. We were pressuring them. They were hiding in caves for decades, and now they are aggressive, commanding us to exit their country. Number four, we've armed our enemies with hundreds of thousands of sophisticated weapons, night vision capability, aircraft, millions of dollars of drones. This is a nightmare. These weapons will absolutely be killing U.S. and allied forces as well as civilians. We've armed them with the most sophisticated weaponry known to man. And five, this is the worst one long term. We look weak on the world stage, and we are basically handing global keys to China and other threats, as the U.S. is not being taken seriously as much anymore, like we've lost our stomach.
So I can't confirm this. My producer Jeff has texted me there are now reports, unconfirmed reports, of a third attack. When you're in theater, with your background, what is going through your mind? Is this, how does this change the operational tempo for units on the ground that are trying to evacuate? Do they accelerate? Do they expand the perimeter to try and prevent the next attack? What are the kinds of things that will be going through at a tactical level, the minds of your buddies, your former colleagues who are in theater right now, John?
Great. You can either play offense or defense. And that's what it comes down to. Right now, with personnel leaving in droves and our basic perimeter collapsing upon itself, if you want to play defense at these final hours, that is a really bad thing. What we need to do is get back in there and kick some Taliban tail. We need to decimate them. We need to absolutely annihilate them right now. And I don't think we have the 14 centuries of fighting some of these warmongering Islamist terrorist warriors. This is what you do. You hit them hard. It's the only thing they respect. It's the only thing they respond to.
And the expectation, what is their response? I think that they're a paper tiger. I think they're emboldened by the way that this administration has given in to their demands. This is the time to strike, is it not? And just to see how fragile or not this new regime is.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've had them on the run for decades, hiding in caves. And it's not until we start pulling out that they proudly pop up. And then they start bullying and slaughtering and pillaging, and that's what they've always done. We've got to hit them hard now.
Lastly, we're talking to the founder of the Warrior Poet Society, warriorpoetsociety.us. Check it out today. Check out their amazing streaming platform. Follow John at John Lovell, L-O-V-E-L 275 on Twitter. John, what is your message to all your brothers from the Rangers, from the SOF community who fought for this cursed piece of land for the last 20 years and are witnessing the images today from Afghanistan?
It's okay to be angry. It's okay to grieve. But remember, the end game is not done yet, and we will keep fighting for our country in the war of ideas we'll also be ready to be courageous and use our minds and whatever we can to continue the great fight for freedom.
Where can they watch your latest analysis, your latest video, John?
Check us out on YouTube. Just look up Warrior Poet Society. We just released another video on this topic specifically.
You want to watch it? I'm going to watch it as soon as I'm off air today. God bless you, John. Thank you for doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the North Country, not the North Kingdom. I got that wrong. Apologies, guys, from the WLTN studios in New Hampshire. But wherever I am, it's a Relief Factor studio. It might be a cliche when you say you are what you eat, but it is absolutely true. Eating the right food ensures your body gets the nutrients it needs to maintain your health. And that includes, whether you like it or not, guys, I'm sorry, fruits and vegetables. If you're not a big fan, and most of us guys aren't, you still need to eat them. Do what I do. Dr. Douglas Howard's Balance of Nature is a game changer. Just vegetables, just fruit, freeze-dried into six little capsules. Three red for fruit, three green for vegetables that provide you 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables your body needs and craves. Be the healthiest you can be. Dr. Howard's going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. If you're worried about your health, just do this for your wife, for your mother, for your children, for your grandchildren. 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. Promo code Gorka. Updates are coming in every minute. At the moment, we know at least 10 Marines have been killed by a bomb attack, a double bomb attack outside the Kabul International Airport. And sounds like a naval corpsman was also killed. We will give you any updates as soon as we get them. It's a tragic day. It needn't have happened. And in addition to the threat posed to our servicemen and women in theater right now, there is the question of what happens here in the United States. A good friend of the show is former acting director of ICE, Tom Homan, who had this to say about their more than, well, it's 90,000, quote-unquote, refugees who have been flown out of Kabul in just the last week. Cut 10.
We already know the special immigrant visas between January and March, the State Department denied 84% of them. 84% were denied because they had time to vet them. They had time to look for derogatory information in various databases, including DOD. Now they're in a rush to load up planes and get people out of there. The administration's looking back and they haven't removed enough people. So right now it's fill the planes up, we'll do very little vetting, and we'll handle it in the United States. This is extremely dangerous for our national security. There are going to be people coming to this country that haven't been properly vetted. And the advocates are going to be looking for them to get released and not be detained. This is a very dangerous situation for the United States right now. The Biden administration is not paying attention.
This is a very, very dangerous time for America. Let's talk to somebody who's trying to keep us safe, actually, from the people exploiting our immigration system, especially those coming across our open southern border. A good friend of America First, he's the sheriff for Pinal County in Arizona, Sheriff Mark Lamb. Welcome back to the Salem Radio Network. As you showed us the signs, the evidence of the smuggling when we were down there, tell us how the events of just the last 8 days impact what you're trying to do. We've already had analyses that Afghans are going to exploit the southern route. Have you seen anything, or what are you preparing for, Sheriff Lamb?
You know, we always prepare for this. We've known that there's people from Middle East countries, which they call high interest countries, which would be Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran. I talked to the sheriff in Yuma County, and he told me they've had 17 that have come through the Yuma sector this year alone. from those high interest countries. There's been people from 97 different countries coming in through these borders. And so this is of high interest to always. But now with what's happening in Afghanistan, we are very concerned about this. You know why? Because we have a presidency that failed to secure our southern border from those coming from the South American countries and other countries. Why would I have any faith that they can protect us from those coming from these high interest countries where terrorism, where they breed terrorism?
So how does it work now? Explain to our millions of listeners and viewers right now that since the Biden administration came in, the feds have had their hands tied when you catch illegal immigrants, unless they have a federal record for some kind of felony, you can't do anything about it. Yesterday, the Supreme Court brought a landmark decision that seems to put the stay in Mexico policy back in place. Is anything going to change? Do you have any expectation that given the disaster in Afghanistan, the terrorist attack against our troops, can you expect any better cooperation from your federal brothers?
Sadly, Sebastian, the answer to that is no. Our brothers and sisters on the ground, those men and women of ICE and Border Patrol, yes, they do their job. They're willing and ready. But the Washington, D.C., the bureaucrats, the people that are pushing bad policies down to those folks, no, we can't trust that they're going to do their job. And that's what's sad. And they're going to put at risk my community, my state, and communities across America, because they have opened us up to a lot of danger. And whether they want to face it or not, it's their fault. And we would be more than willing to come to the table and help them achieve success in securing our borders. But unfortunately, I can't say that I'm expecting much.
Reminder for those who missed our interview with you, we had a special on border security on my Newsmax show, the Gawker Reality Check. How many times did the last president invite you to Washington, D.C., and was it for photo opportunities or was it to listen to you, Sheriff Lamb?
I personally had been to the White House 10 times, and that doesn't include the different visits that we had from Tom Homan and Director Wolf and all these other guys who took their job serious and who wanted to protect the American people. This is a completely different administration. They turned that communication line off on January 20th. As soon as this,
so you haven't been back. You haven't been back to the White House since Biden was sworn in.
I haven't been back to the White House, nor have I talked to anybody of consequence from Border Patrol or ICE, other than our direct sector chiefs from the Tucson sector and Yuma sector. I have not been in contact with anybody from Washington, D.C., asking us what we can do better or what they can do better to help us solve this problem and keep our community safe.
Find out what this man and his brave colleagues are doing at protectamericanow.com. That's protectamericanow.com. Sheriff, let's just do a whiteboard exercise. Who knows, maybe the tragedy in Afghanistan changes everything. The loss of American servicemen's lives changes everything. What needs to happen yesterday? What needs to happen now? Not just for you and Arizona, but for all of the sheriff's departments across the border. What needs to happen in D.C. today?
An immediate and hard closure of all border ports and entry points. And we need to beef up not only the sheriff's office, ask your sheriffs for help, ask local law enforcement for help, and let's work alongside Border Patrol and ICE to ensure that we have an immediate closure of the border, and let's begin to address the immigration issue that we have at hand, the problem that they've already allowed to permeate this country. Let's stop the drug flow, but more than anything right now, until this issue is resolved in the Middle East, Afghanistan, we need to ensure that we know exactly who is coming to this country. And that means that nobody comes in unless we know.
And why does this matter not just to the people of the border states? Why is this for every citizen of every state in the nation, Sheriff Lamb?
Well, it's because they don't stay here. You know, the cartel, when they bring this product, and when I talk about product, I'm talking about human beings. That's how they view them. They have no regard for human life. So their product is human beings and drugs into this country, dangerous drugs like methamphetamine and fentanyl. And their job is to spread it throughout America. They get a lot more money for it in Chicago than they do here in Arizona. So they want to spread those people and the drugs all across America for one, so the American people don't realize the crisis at hand, because they're just putting a small amount of people in every city across America. And so that's why this is important to everybody. And that's why sheriffs are rallying together. You mentioned Protect America Now. We're coming together to stand up for the rule of law, to fight against bad policies like what we're seeing on the border, and to protect the constitutional rights of the people. And so check it out at protectamericanow.com. But we all know it's a problem. That's why we're standing together.
In the last minute we have with you, Sheriff, what can average citizens, whether they're in Arizona or anywhere in America, is there anything they can do to help you and your deputies, or is it just wait until the next election?
No, you can do stuff. You can, you know, some of it is contributing money to good organizations that are fighting for the right causes. Getting involved in your local politics, even on a state political level. Hand out flyers. Be vocal to those elected officials that already represent you. Make sure that they have your best interest in mind and that they are trying to protect you and create a better life for you. What we're currently seeing is unacceptable from the elected officials we've sent back, not only to our states, but to Washington.
It is unacceptable, and this is America, so how do you change it? You get engaged politically yourselves, like this man did. I don't think he had plans to be a sheriff. He was a successful small businessman, but he saw a problem. He wanted to fix it, and he's there talking to us from his very cool patrol car that I've been riding in with him, because that's who he is, protecting not only the citizens of America and Arizona, but every single one of us who cares for this Republic. God bless you. Follow him, Sheriff Mark Lamb, one on Twitter, and protectamericanow.com. That's protectamericanow.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is the Salem Radio Network, and you're listening to America First. Hi, guys. Sebastian Gorka here. You know me. I'm a meatitarian. I love my meat with meat. But how do you know you're getting the good stuff? Yes, the meat aisle at the grocery store, often a source of mystery meat. Who knows where it comes from? Do what I do. Go with Good Ranchers. GoodRanchers.com only sources and sells meats that are born and raised here in the USA. 50% less than the other boxes sold online. Prices you can't beat. T-bone strips, fillets, gourmet burgers. I just had an incredible steak that I grilled on charcoal. Utterly mouth-watering. Couldn't get enough. That could be you. That should be you. Go to goodranchers.com/Gorka right now and save $20, or better yet, subscribe. That's right. Get $20 off and free express shipping if you go to goodranchers.com/GORKA, or just use code Gorka at checkout. $20 off and free express shipping for the best, the most succulent meat that you've ever tasted. Do it today and be healthy.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
We're being pushed around by them. Biden is being dictated to by the Taliban. It's not even possible to believe. And ISIS is tougher than Taliban, and I wiped out 100% of the ISIS caliphate. You know that. You were there.
Yes.
And by the way, the caliphate was building and building and building at a level that nobody's seen. Obama and Biden lost total control. I wiped it out. You know, we have great generals in there, but you don't know them. They're not the television generals. They're the real generals.
Not the television generals, the real generals. That was President Trump on our show yesterday. If you missed the interview, you've got to check it out. We had almost 40 minutes with my former boss. It's at rumble.com/Seb Gorka. Check out what he had to say about the disastrous situation, the now tragic situation in Kabul. That's rumble.com/Seb Gorka, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. And if you want to know what got me into the White House to help him with his strategy on how to defeat ISIS, sadly, it is now more relevant than ever. This is the first book I wrote, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. It's up on our website, sebgorkastore.com. That's Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War at sebgorkastore.com. We've got to fight him again. In the meantime, we look at the tragic pictures. We can't do anything about it right now, but you can help those in our hemisphere, especially the children suffering in Haiti. Will you make a difference? Please support Food for the Poor, the Christian organization that's on the ground that is helping thousands of starving children right now. Make a donation in any amount, but $37 once, just once, will feed a child for 6 months. $111 will feed three children for half a year. Make a difference. Save a life. Call 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. That's sebgorka.com, or click on the Food for the Poor Haiti banner. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Food for the Poor banner. He has he is connected to the crisis in Afghanistan in a very special way. He's a good friend of America First from the 50th Congressional District of California, Congressman Daryl Issa. Welcome back to America First.
Well, thanks for having me on, and thanks for your, you know, cover to cover. This is an American tragedy that you have to be in your 60s to remember 1975 to see America this humiliated with a defeat that didn't have to happen and is now unraveling before us.
Tell us how it affects you specifically and the constituents in the 50th District, Congressman.
Well, the 50th District happens to be the home to a huge amount of Chaldeans, Iraqi Christians, and Afghans. It's been an immigrant area since the 1930s when they first began coming. And as a result, we have generational roots from the Middle East, and particularly recent immigrants from Afghanistan were welcomed into this community, many of them by the Catholic churches here, particularly the Middle Eastern churches. And so, unfortunately, a number of them, school kids, chose to go back one more time to see their family, their great-grandfathers and grandfathers and so on. And 60 of them got themselves trapped there. And we've been, with the help of some very brave men and women of the military and some other individuals that are non-government, they've been extracting them. We've gotten one family fully out and is on its way back to the United States, just left Germany.
These are American children, Afghan families, went home for a family reunion, were trapped wherever they were, and you're trying to get them back. Can you give us a little taste, a little flavor? How chaotic is it? How hard is it to track down and get these children to safety, Congressman?
Well, literally, this particular group, and some of them were U.S. born, some were born in Afghanistan, but these children and their parents all were part of earlier resettlements of people that had helped us early in the war, and they were back, as many people do. They go for the summer. The State Department did not know where they were. We were able to get in touch with them through, of all things, Facebook, and then using WhatsApp. And little by little, we were able to inform the State Department where they were, and with DOD assistance and much more DOD than State Department, began the extraction process. But it is, these people are isolated. They're scared. The misinformation abounds. But also, in the case of every one of these families, Taliban fighters came to the door asking questions and doing essentially a census of who are you and what are you doing, and coming through the house. And you can imagine being an 11 or 12-year-old girl and having a Taliban fighter wanting to know everything about you and hoping that your native tongue was good enough that they wouldn't realize that you've been living in America for most or all of your life. And that's some of the trauma that these kids are facing and their families. The Taliban have made it clear they're not letting Afghans out after August 31st. And Sebastian, Americans are still considered Afghans if they come from there. So these people are at risk of not getting out.
Yeah. Follow this man, Rep. Daryl Issa, on Twitter, issa.house.gov. Can you give us your general reaction beyond what you're trying to do for your constituents trapped in Afghanistan? Just the way this administration has handled the withdrawal from Kabul?
You know, the shortest way to put it is during the Trump administration, I saw every single time the Taliban broke that bargain that was brokered by Secretary Pompeo, they were attacked for doing it repeatedly. And that's the reason that in January, on January 21st, the fact is that we were nowhere close to withdrawal. We weren't going to get out in May because they hadn't kept their promises. But since January 21st, there have been basically no reprisals for their continued affiliation with al-Qaeda and their continued breaking of it. And that's how we got where we are.
And now, what do you expect? What do you demand from this White House? What should the GOP be doing? Are you satisfied with what's happening in Washington, D.C.?
Well, I couldn't be more dissatisfied. There's two things that need to happen. We need to get our people out, as many of them safely, and, of course, extract the men and women of the military that are sitting in this undefendable little airport. And then we have to remember that the people of the Northern Alliance that were with us in the 90s, they're fighting in the north, and they're still holding provinces free. And if we abandon them, we abandon these people, then we will have committed a second terrible act. It's one thing for the government to be corrupt and collapse, but the people who are still fighting for their freedom, deserve our support. And we've got billions of dollars that could be given to them. So I'll be demanding that.
Let's remember such an important point, Congressman. These are the people when just a handful, 200 special operators and CIA paramilitaries, literally on donkey back in October of 2001, rode into the Hindu Kush. It was 21,000 Northern Alliance that they leveraged as our partners and as our allies to not only take down the Taliban, but to destroy those al-Qaeda training camps from whence the 9/11 attack had been masterminded. So there aren't good guys in Afghanistan. This is not the time to betray them. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Follow that man, Congressman Daryl Issa, Rep. Daryl Issa, issa.house.gov. Your calls next here on America First, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.